The revelation from Peter Navarro that the White House called Fox News CEO Lachlan Murdoch over the removal of Maria Bartiromo is a story about the relationship between political power and media institutions that deserves careful treatment. Bartiromo had been one of the most consistently sympathetic voices for the Trump administration across multiple cycles. Her departure from a prime-time adjacent slot at Fox was significant. Navarro's claim that the White House intervened by contacting the CEO directly, if accurate, describes a president personally investing in the editorial decisions of a private news network.
There's historical context here that's worth having. Presidents and their administrations have always had fraught relationships with media organizations, including friendly ones. What's different in this specific case is the alleged directness of the intervention, not a complaint through a communications director. Not background grumbling to reporters, but allegedly Lachlan Murdoch receiving a call. That's a specific enough claim from Navarro, who was inside the first administration, that it's going to be difficult for Fox or the White House to simply dismiss it without a credible denial.
From a business perspective, Fox News editorial decisions are also audience decisions. Bartiromo's audience was loyal and specifically attached to her. The calculation Murdoch and his team were making, whatever it was, involved both the political relationship with the White House and the commercial relationship with their viewer base. Those two things don't always point in the same direction. The fact that Navarro is surfacing this publicly suggests he either disagrees with how the situation was handled, or he's making a statement about what he thinks the relationship between this administration and friendly media should look like.
Either way, it raises a genuine question about editorial independence at a moment when the White House is using a midterm convention to mobilize its base. If the narrative architecture of your most important media allies is subject to executive branch intervention, that has implications for how the information environment around November looks.